USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A California judge deciding that after 13 years, Britney Spears is no longer under conservatorship of her father, Jamie Spears. Her lawyer saying both he and Britney are grateful to fans who stood by and supported her, and he says it's not over yet for her father.
I said at the outset that my firm and I were going to take top-to-bottom look at what Jamie Spears and his representatives have done here. That's already in process, and it will continue for as long as it can possibly do that to get justice for Britney.
The federal government just might avoid a shutdown this week after all, as the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced senators have reached an agreement on a stopgap government funding bill. Wall Street ended mixed on Thursday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Top brass in the U.S. military were facing mounting pressure again today from lawmakers to explain the way the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan went and why. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin acknowledging the evacuation mission at Kabul Airport certainly wasn't perfect, but he also said he wanted to remind those lawmakers.
It was the largest airlift conducted in U.S. history, and it was executed in just 17 days.
Facebook debuting its new feature called Reels, R-E-E-L-S. The Reels feature allows users to create short-form videos with a multitude of editing options, trying to keep up with TikTok. Meanwhile, YouTube is banning prominent anti-vaccine activists. It's, in fact, blocking all anti-vax content. The Google-owned video site making the announcement as part of a new set of policies that it says are aimed at cutting down on anti-vaccine content and misinformation overall. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The FAA is quietly closing an investigation into Virgin Group founder Richard Branson's July flight into space. The agency said it was looking into a mishap that occurred on the Galactic flight that took place on July 11th, when the space plane was too shallow and its nose was not at a sufficient angle during its return to Earth. The FAA said it could have caused an emergency landing, but in a statement on Wednesday, the agency said it is requiring Virgin Galactic to implement changes on how it communicates to the FAA during flight operations, but the agency added that the space company has agreed to make the changes and can return now to flight operations. Explosion at a North Texas apartment complex injured 4 civilians and 4 Dallas firefighters. They were injured when the Highland Hills apartment complex saw that blast occur at mid-morning. Natural gas, the suspected cause of the investigation, is still continuing. 3 firefighters suffered critical injuries among the 4 who were injured, and 2 civilians are still hospitalized in stable condition. Jon Stewart is returning to TV after a 6-year hiatus. The New Jersey native and former Daily Show host back effective Thursday with a new show called The Problem with Jon Stewart. It airs on Apple TV+. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.